Johnny, thanks for that, because Johnny didn't know the word that I was going to share this morning, and I want to talk about how we can be devoted to living our lives as Christians. And if you haven't been with us the last few weeks, or you're just visiting online, or you're visiting us in person for today, over the past, since we've come back in September, we've been going through a series. I think it's had two titles, really, hasn't it? From Lockdown to Liftoff, or from Surviving to Thriving. And when we got back together in September, there was a real momentum and excitement and, oh, this might be the end of lockdown. You know, we're back together. And unfortunately, maybe however long we're on, 6-7 weeks in, we seem to be stepping back and going back into new restrictions and new lockdown measures. So I wanted to try and encourage us this morning, in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we can still witness for Christ. And whatever, is this annoying? It's annoying me. Is that better? I'll just look like a rock star instead. So, what was I saying? So despite the restrictions, that shouldn't really have a massive impact on how we live out our lives for Christ. We've been looking at what the early church were devoted to. So they were devoted to fellowship. And whether you're in lockdown because you have to shield, or like Naomi and I, you had to self-isolate because you're in contact with someone, or you're not going to work and you're at home, you can still fellowship. You can still... I did not feel isolated when I had to isolate for the last 14 days. Naomi and I prayed maybe 3 or 4 times a week together. I had conversations with people on the phone about God. We had home group, we had prayer meetings, and this is wonderful, and this is what we should contend for, and this is the absolute ideal, is when we can come together and be together corporately. But if it happens to you whereby you get stuck at home, you can still fellowship. You can reach out to people. You can text people. You can call people. You can write a card to people. There are still ways that you can be effective for the kingdom, even when you're in lockdown. We've looked at the breaking of bread, and Ken did a lovely message on what communion means and why we do it and why we need to devote ourselves to that. And then the last couple of weeks, we've looked at prayer, and individually why we need to devote ourselves to that, and also corporately as a body, why we need to be devoted to prayer. So they were sort of corporate things that the church needs to be devoted to. And today I want to just look at some personal and individual things that we can devote ourselves to in order to be an effective Christian, and in order to live for Christ. Do you know that the word Christian means to be a little Christ? And what a massive responsibility that word that is in that name, a little Christ. And we touched on this a little bit in home group, that sometimes we can read about Jesus, and we can read about Paul, and we can read about Peter and all these wonderful apostles, and we can sometimes think, well, I can't do that because that's not me. I don't measure up. The bar's right here, and I'm only ever going to get here. But the scripture that I want to bring today, I want to encourage you that it's not about you. And it's not about how good you are, how bad you are, what you've done, where you've been. It's about Jesus, and it's about the power of God, and it's about Christ. So I just want to encourage us that it's all about him. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, whatever restrictions get put in place, we're almost irrelevant. We need to get out of the way and let God have his way. So the scripture that I want to look at comes from Isaiah, and it's verse 60. And it's chapter 60 and verses 1 and 2. So I did mention to Russ it might be a little bit shorter than usual because we're only looking at 2 verses. But this is what it says. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Now I'm going to start sort of in the middle here where it says darkness covers the earth, and quite a lot through scripture and even through modern literature and modern movies, and we know that the darkness often represents death. It represents evil. Even in movies you have the bad guys that come in the black capes and they represent all that's bad with the world. So this is a concept that we're quite familiar with. We know what the darkness represents, but perhaps now we can see that the darkness that is covering this earth right now is COVID-19 and the impact of COVID-19. So there is lots of social darkness. There's lots of economical darkness. There's lots of moral darkness. Maybe more now than ever before, we're aware of other people's problems. We're aware of family breakdowns. We're aware of hunger. We're aware of poverty. We're aware of unemployment. We're aware of disease and sickness. We're aware of family breakdowns. We're aware of the mental health impact that COVID's going to have on people who are isolated and who are sort of lonely, set out from society, who aren't mixing with people. So the darkness that COVID is bringing is massive. So there's COVID itself, and then there's the impact that COVID-19 has. And then the other thing that I feel the darkness represents is sin itself. So in the Bible, Satan is described as the prince of darkness. So he doesn't bring any good things into our life. The sin that so easily entangles, that is the darkness. That there is greed, there is lust, there is pride, there is fear, there is anger. All these things that, you know, we often talk about, the dark side of human nature. Or if we've been maybe struggling through things and we've been fearful or we've been angry, we'll say, oh, I was in a really dark place. So it's sort of there are two sides of darkness. There is the physical and moral and social side of things, and then there is sin itself. And the thing is, Satan has always been around. Whether there's COVID-19 or not, there will still be darkness. Yeah. There was a heavy darkness before we were going through this. There's a heavy darkness now. And I hate to say it, but when we found a vaccine and, you know, COVID-19 is just something that we remember to tell our grandkids, there will still be darkness then. Yeah. It's actually not going to go anywhere until Christ comes back. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I said this was going to be an encouraging preach. And all I've talked about is darkness and doom. But let me go back to the scripture. And bearing that in mind, now we have an understanding of what is darkness, what is it that covers the earth. I hope that we can just reflect a little bit more on the promises that are a part of this scripture. So again, it says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Amen. See, darkness covers the earth. So hunger, poverty, sin, illness, war, famine, those things cover the earth, and thick darkness is over its people. So depression, fear, anger, all those things are over the peoples. And then it says, but the Lord. And don't you love the word but in scripture? Yeah. You know, it just paints this dismal black picture of hopelessness and despair, and then it comes in with that three-letter word that says but the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Isn't that amazing? When we actually think of what we face and what is around us day in, day out, but the Lord. Now, I just want to do something a little bit different. But in the New Testament, Paul writes to Timothy and he says, devote yourselves to the public reading of scripture. And what I really want us to do is, I want us to stand together and I want us to read, prophetically make a statement and read this scripture. And where it says you, I want you to say me. So the Lord rises upon me. Yeah. and his glory appears over me. So could we do that? Could we stand together? And wherever we see you, I want you to put yourself in that place, and I want you to say me instead. So arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon me. Next one. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory will be seen upon me. Amen. Amen. So, do you know what? We can sit down now, thanks. So whether you feel like that or not, whether you feel particularly shiny and particularly happy and all jazz hands, that doesn't matter, because the word of God is true. Our emotions are real, and what we're going through is real, but the word of God is even more real, and it's even more true. You know, my favourite part of that scripture is where it says, the glory of the Lord rises upon you, and the Lord rises upon you, his glory appears over you. So we don't need to find some fancy polish to make ourselves shiny. We just need to allow God's glory to rise upon us. That's all we have to do. When we face that darkness outside, you don't have to be a part of that. We're in it, and it's real, and it's happening, but you have the power within you because of Jesus Christ, and because he died, and because he rose again, and because you've accepted that, you have the power within you to extinguish that darkness. Isn't that amazing? Like, isn't that something to be excited about? God has made each and every one of us individual and unique. We're all going to shine in a different way. I could never shine the way Russ shines. I can't shine the way Donna shines, Naomi shine. I can just shine the way God made me to shine. And do you know, our God doesn't make copies. He only makes masterpieces. So we can't look at somebody next to us and think, oh, I want to shine like them. You can only shine like you. Just let that wash over you, that God has put individual gifts, individual talents, individual personalities into each one of us. And that's how, it's not hard to shine when you allow God to come and to take over, and we need to trust him. We need to have faith that he wants to use you. Some of you sat there might be thinking, but I don't think God wants to use me. He does. He does. There's no doubt. God makes us all want all to shine. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus said this, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. So he doesn't say there won't ever be any darkness, but he does say that he who follows me will not walk in that darkness. So those things can be around us. Those things can feel like they're going to consume us. But you know that light and darkness cannot exist together. They cannot exist. Wherever you've got light, darkness disappears. You know, for me, over the last 14 days, I had to self-isolate. And just want to say thank you to everybody who sent a text, who gave me a phone call, who we did pray together. I've just felt so unbelievably loved and so happy and so joyful. And in my natural personality would be to dread that time. I get quite lonely, and loneliness is something that I battle with quite a lot. So the thought of, at the beginning of those 14 days, I'm thinking, oh, gee whiz, like, I'm not happy. I'm not excited. I'm not looking forward to this. But if I allow God to shine on me, if I allow his light to penetrate the darkness that I felt, then the darkness can't exist anymore. Amen. I've been so grateful these past 14 days. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful that I've got heating, electricity. I'm grateful that I've got food in the cupboard. I'm grateful that I've got a lovely job to go back to when the 14 days are finished. And it's just been an absolutely wonderful time. But without God, it would have been very dark. God calls us to arise and shine because he's already filled us with his light to do that. His light is free. The gift of Christ is free. It's not something we have to muster up. It's not, we don't have to build ourselves up for it. It's there. We just have to receive it. We just have to take it. Do you know that God wants us to shed his light wherever we encounter darkness?
Amen.
That's what we're called to do. That's as Christians, that's our commission. Yeah, that's what he commissions us. And as a believer, do you know that as soon as you enter a dark situation, do you know that you have the power within you to expel that darkness? And that is not because you're a good person. Hate to break it to you, it's not. It's not because you've been to university and you're dead clever and you've studied loads. It's not even because you're really kind and you're going to buy the homeless man a sandwich. It's not even because of that. It's because of God. So you have that. You have the power to expel the darkness because of Christ. So how can we shine? What are the things that we can actually practically do? Because our faith is a practical faith. We show the love of God in practical ways. And there are so many ways that we can show the light of Christ and the love of God to people in these dark times. We can, very simply, we can pray. We can pray together corporately. We can pray together individually. You can pray in the car, on the bus, going for a walk, in school. Wherever you are, you can always pray. And sometimes that prayer might just be, oh, Jesus, come. And that is going to change the atmosphere. That's going to change the darkness that is surrounding us. Do you know the power of a smile? The power of a smile is massive. It's incredible. We can give encouraging words to people, whether they are believers or whether they're not believers. We can give people encouraging words. We can just take time. You can listen to somebody. You can actually engage in conversation. There are so many lonely people who only ever maybe go to the shop once a week. For them to have a conversation, that is bringing the light of Christ into their darkness. We can be grateful. Being grateful and having an attitude of gratitude really, really brings the light of Christ into dark situations. We can be forgiving people. We have to forgive. Forgiveness brings the light of Christ. And we can engage in acts of kindness. There are food banks. There are places we can volunteer. There are all sorts of things in this difficult time that we can actively, practically do to serve Christ and to bring his light into the darkness. I just want to look at Matthew 5. Verses 14 to 16. And Jesus said this. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." So if you hear that this morning, you are the light of the world. We know that we're living in a dark time, but you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So as we said before, God has designed each of us differently so that we can shine individually. You know, there are lots of different sources. I was thinking there's lots of different ways that we can create light. So this is not scientific. This is just out of my little mind. We can have a torch. We can have a candle. We can have a match. We can have the sun. We can have a light bulb. We can have a big, long fluorescent light. We can have little tiny tea lights. We can have fragrance candles. There are so many ways to bring light. But they still all do it. They still all bring light. So in the same way, God might call one of us to be a torch, another to be a candle, another to be a fire. There are so many ways that we can shine. And all those things do the same thing, just in a different way. So they all create light. They're all a source of light, but they all create it differently. And wherever there is darkness, Christ commands us to let our light shine. So we need to do whatever we can to bring Christ's light into this dark place. But at the same time, it's not out of our own effort, and it's not by our own hard work. It's because Christ has filled us already with his light and with his power. So maybe now more than ever, we're very aware of the fragility of mankind. You know, our human efforts are not having much of an impact on COVID at the moment. There are scientists working worldwide. There are governments working together. There's all sorts of things happening, but we're not in control. And perhaps now more than ever, we're aware of how dark the world is and the difficulties that people are facing. And maybe our compassion has been stirred a little bit more to seeing people that are in dire straits and in real need. But we are carriers of the light. And Christ has filled our hearts, and his light can radiate from within us. We don't need to muster up the light. It's not about putting on a performance and trying to make ourselves look good. But what it is about, it's about devoting ourselves to God's teachings and to the ways of Jesus. That's how we can shine in this dark time. We'll not achieve anything in our own power and in our own strength. But the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I guess just our challenge for today is quite simply, how will you shine for Christ throughout this dark